The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Ah, yes, good morning. I'm just not your average commentator. Oh, yeah, we get into the real analysis. Good morning. It's the day after Valentine's Day. Did you celebrate with your loved one yesterday? You should have been. That's what this is all about. I know a lot of you stayed home. We had somebody reach out to the Power Mall, through the Power Mall yesterday, wanting to know why there weren't more Patriot events besides Clay Clark and some of these other get-togethers, so to speak, national events that, like the Red Pill and stuff like that. Why is it that that isn't happening more regularly? Well, the answer that my wife and I came up with in our conversation about this after the reach out was that the PSYOPs worked during COVID. It scared everybody. And it made those who used to want to reach out a little less inclined to do so for fear of being arrested, which now, with the weaponized DOJ the way it is, busting parents for speaking out at school board meetings and trying to do the right thing by their kids. You know, that a lot of these things that the government is doing becoming more oppressive, America doesn't look like it's free anymore. It's land of the free and home of the slave, which is why that's the title of my preface in the new book that I'm putting out, Doomed to Repeat, because they have found a way to tax us into oblivion. And one of the things that we have going for us here is we have the Power Mall. And the reason we have it is because that's how we stay on the air. You know, we have a Give, Send, Go account. If you want to donate through that, you can. But the thing is it's not, buying from the Power Mall, see, has dual benefit. One, you benefit us when you buy from the Power Mall because that's how we survive. That's how we pay our bills, all right? When you buy anything, all of our supplements, everything else that we sell at the Power Mall or through our partners tab, you help us stay on the air. You pay the bills. It's expensive. Like I said before, I did not realize how much money it costs to run a nationally syndicated talk show. Yeah, it's a bunch of money. And, trying to get the word out. And thank you for all of those on Rents Radio and Shortwave at 7.490 that are listening to this broadcast. Because we're pumping on AM/FM stations across the country, including WKDW 97.5 FM in Northport, Florida. Welcome aboard. They are now carrying us. They are a community radio station, and that's where I happen to do my City Spotlight Special Edition broadcast is out of WKDW FM. Kudos to RJ Malloy and the general manager of the station and all the board of directors, of which I'm a member of the board as well. We're one of the best community radio stations in Southwest Florida, and we reach out right now. My City Spotlight program has almost 20,000 listeners just chiming in through kdwradio.com. So there's another way that you can actually listen to the show. But the thing is that they, took us on because it's content. They're all about content. They're all about open-mindedness. They're all about community. That's what this was. You know, this station was designed to be a community radio station. It's a low-power FM. And it's there, and we have reach. And even the city of Northport, the city father said, That radio station, man, that is legitimate. That's there to serve the needs of the community. And by golly, they're doing it. They produce more content than any other low-powered community radio station in the entire state of Florida. So kudos to all of you down there listening to us in Radio Land in Southwest Florida. We reach from Venice down to Fort Myers with this signal. So the Republican base, the conservative Christian base and whatnot, I don't care if the Democrats, if you want to listen, we have a toll-free number. It's 844-769-2944. If you want to call up and say hi, let us know you're listening from Southwest Florida or you're listening on kdwradio.com. And, of course, if you want to call the Power Mall and place an order, let's say, for example, that you call the customer support line at 877-817-9829, and you call during our hours of operation, which is 8 to 4 p.m. Central Time, which would be 9 to 5 Eastern Time, and nobody answers, that means we're helping another customer, all right? So it gives you the opportunity to leave a voicemail, and then we'll get your voicemail, and then we can call you back. So if you hang up rather than leaving a message, we won't know you're trying to call the place in order and we can't call you back. So the beauty about it is if you leave us a voicemail with a contact number, we will call you back and we'll get you taken care of. Yesterday, we had Frank Davis on the show from OptiVita Products, and he was talking about a new product, Sugar to Fiber, the 500 milligram caps, 60 capsules. And he's got proof. He gives us stuff. This is what Frank does. Frank goes out and gives this stuff to his relatives and people he knows that have obesity issues, high blood sugar, diabetic, all sorts of issues. And they try it. He says, look, do me a favor. Take these. I'm giving them to you. Take them and see if it doesn't help. Take your blood sugar levels. And all of a sudden, boom, goes from a person he knows, a relative, 270 blood sugar level down to 150 after taking the caps. I'm like, dude, I'm all about that. And we apparently sold a ton of it yesterday on the Power Mall. And that's from what I heard. And see, not only that, but if you give us a valid email address when you order the product, you get two different ebooks. What is glucose and how can I control it? And The Power of Enzymes for Good Health. Both of those are absolutely free if you just give us an email when you order the product. So that's one of the things that we do to try to help you because we have a big, bad obesity problem. You know, and you can blame Twinkies, ding-dongs, and ho-hos. I know. You know, God, those. You get the munchies, and that's the first thing you go for. You know, well, it's convenient. It's in the wrapper, and it is just loaded with crap. And all that stuff makes your blood sugar just go through the roof. And that's one of the reasons why we're going to try to get Frank back on next week so that we can actually take some of your questions. And if you've been trying the product, once you get it, we want you to call up and let us know on the air what you think of it. And there's a 30-day money-back guarantee if you think it doesn't work. But we want you to at least go through a couple of bottles of this and try the sugar to fiber. If you can do this and just do a couple of bottles and take your blood sugar level, they make blood sugar meters that you can take and it's a little finger stick and you look at it and see what it says. And you may be surprised. It may help with your diabetes if you have it. Also at the Power Mall, we've got 50% off select Good Health Naturally closeout products like Sammy Plus, Daily Immune Protection, and Joint and Skin Matrix. We're also doing 50% off the Sagan Journey water bottles and filters. There's a very limited stock left of both Blue and Orchid, which each come with a filter. They retail for $64.99 each. You get them half off. And that means that you have a way to purify water. And you'll need it. I mean, we're talking about some serious issues going on in America right now. There is word about this train derailment in Ohio and the fact that one of the cars may have been on fire when it derailed. Don't know. We're still getting into that. They're investigating. A lawsuit's already been filed. And the Ohio River has been polluted with the junk that they set on fire and the stuff leaked in and it's killing fish and animals in the area outside of a 2-mile radius. And people are being told, oh, it's safe to go home. This government does not care about you or the horse you rode in on. This government wants you dead, as far as I'm concerned. Otherwise, Pete Buttigieg would have done something about it. No, no, no. Mr. Gay Parental, he doesn't care. He wants to sit there and give new labels to something and set up new agencies and new programs. And he's not here. He's not boots on the ground looking at the mess that was created in East Palestine, Ohio, or Palestine. He doesn't care. If he did, see, actions speak louder than words. And now the Ohio River is contaminated. And this goes all the way down and dumps into the Mississippi and goes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico with all these pollutants. And we're talking about some serious stuff here. It's killing animals and fish. You know, hey, so much for going fishing in the Mississippi, huh? Yep. Craziness. It's one of the reasons why we're all about that, the Journey Water Bar. You've got to have a way to filter water and get rid of this garbage. Otherwise, you've got nothing. Water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. Remember that one? Yeah, of course you do. It's why we have them 50% off. And then we also have the water replacement filters, which retail at $44.99. These are pretty good filters, $45. Now you get them half off. So $22.50 will get you a replacement filter for your water bottle if you need it. We also have the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle, still a special sale price, $53. That's two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D. Help keep the system tuned up. We're all about solutions and all about health here. You can also add the silver gel, 24 part per million, and the OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million, to complete the Winter Wellness Bundle. And, of course, your contributions and donations can be made by going to thepowerhour.com and clicking on the Support Us tab. And because of the fact that KDW Radio is also a nonprofit community radio station, they, too, have a donations button on their website, kdwradio.com. And you can go and, for those of you in Southwest Florida and elsewhere that want to donate to the show and donate to the station for carrying it, we'd love to have you because, I mean, it's got to reach. We have thousands of listeners listening to this program, and we thank you for joining us. You can call Jay if you want to at 877-817-9829, make a donation that way, or shop through the Partners tab at thepowerhour.com. When you go through the Partners tab, we get a spiff. We get a cut, okay? It's not a shameless plug. This is how we stay on the radio. Some of our partners, Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, these are things you need, folks. I mean, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you about what Ford is doing right now with China. You're not going to like it. You're going to dump your Ford vehicle. Everybody that I'm hearing word that everybody that's got an electric vehicle is like, I regret this. I should not have done this. You know how much it costs to replace a battery in these bloody things? We'll get into that here in a minute. But Lion Energy has American-made products, American battery. They have something different than Tesla, better than Tesla, okay? Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, the Grow Network with Marjorie Wildcraft, James McCanny Water Filters, which I have, and they do work. I've got the water sterilizer and the water purifier. So I've got UV sterilization of the water coming into the house. It's a whole house filter. In addition to MyPillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils. Those are some of our partners you can shop with just by going to thepowerhour.com, clicking on the Partners tab. It'll get you there. Michael Donio is a scientist that was displaced via the COVID jab mandate because he refused. He said, I'm not taking that. And he got fired. 20-year career, most of which is in pharma and biotech, came to an end in October of last year. He's going to be on the show in our next hour talking about that. Accomplished scientist with 20 years experience loses his job because he said no to big pharma. See, this is what you're facing. In world news, now that we're done with that, by the way, 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number if you want to call in and chime in. We've got a huge amount of world news going on, and it's not pretty. Russian warships armed with nuclear weapons have been deployed, according to Norway. Warships in the Navy's Northern Fleet have been deployed with tactical nukes, according to Norwegian Intelligence Service, said in a report released yesterday. U.S. has intercepted 4 Russian military planes that entered Alaska's air defense zone. This happened the day before, yesterday. And now we're just hearing about it. Yep, so much for NORAD, right? Why are you suppressing this information and waiting a day to let everybody in America know what's going on here? Of course, they want us all blown off the map so they can sit there and run and hide in their little cubbyhole. They don't care about us. A pair of F-35 stationed in Northern Europe were dispatched to intercept a trio of Russian warplanes, including 2 jet fighters, on Monday evening after being detected flying towards NATO airspace with their transponders off. And the only reason they turn them off is so they can't be detected. There's no ping. So they shut up their transponders and fly in towards NATO airspace, and they got intercepted. Huh. Makes you wonder why the ramp up, huh? Why all of a sudden we got this going on? Meanwhile, a persecuted Chinese woman has been arrested again for her faith in Falun Gong. She was denied medical parole after being diagnosed with breast cancer. The police told her family she doesn't meet the criteria for parole. So now she has been sentenced again, and she's in jail, and she's probably going to die there, all because of the faith she practices. This is how much China cares about you. And if they come parading around in America, folks, you know what you're going to end up having to do. Oh, not in my backyard. No, they won't have Chinese troops in my backyard. Oh, really? Think again. Could happen. You know, and this ballyhoo about UFOs. Yeah, good luck with that. We'll talk about that in a second, too. We'll cover that. Mexico. Remember me talking about ding-dongs, Twinkies, and ho-hos? Yeah, Mexico has decided because of the obesity problem, they are imposing junk food bans. You know, American health authorities don't care. They don't care if you're fat and overweight because of the risk of the COVID-19 and its prognosis. More than a dozen states in Mexico decided they're going to combat the pandemic by banning the sale of junk food to minors because they don't want their kids dying off. They already know something is wrong with the jab. They know. And it's like, look, we got to stop our kids from getting obese because they get the jab and they're obese. They could die. They know these things, but they don't want to tell their population, hey, this is all part of a big depopulation effort. And if you don't believe me, listen to yesterday's broadcast with Dr. Kerry Made, as in make Made. She's awesome. She basically gave up her medical license to the state of Georgia and told them to stick it where the sun never shines. She didn't need their censorship and their threats. She got tired of it. And boy, I mean, that made her even more of a target now because she's been out speaking the truth everywhere. She was on the show yesterday in hour number 2. If you didn't listen to it, perhaps you should go back and, you know, look for it in our archive section on thepowerhour.com. Share it with your friends, by the way. They're going to want to hear this. She, no holds barred. She's not mincing words here. A second university has been found to have received more than $6.7 million in anonymous donations from China, including direct funding from the Chinese government, after Joe Biden set up a program there in his name, according to the Government Accountability Institute analysis. The revelation comes following the reporting that anonymous China-linked funds flowing to the University of Pennsylvania almost tripled after Biden was inaugurated. And, of course, the Penn Biden Center, what'd they find there? Illegally housed classified documents when he was VP. Ha-ha. Wow. And who did you share them with? Yep. Who had access to them? And now we find out, China owns him, folks. Seriously. I mean, if you didn't realize that already, you should. China owns the Bidens. They have so much Chinese money, I'm surprised that the United States government and Congress hasn't declared we need to freeze all their bank accounts. No, FinCEN, uh-uh. Now, see, they're being weaponized against you, me, and everybody else and freezing our bank accounts. You know, and then they got woke entities like GoFundMe. You need to avoid those people like the plague. They've literally shut down all the fundraising efforts for people that are trying to speak the truth. They'll shut down your account. They did it with the Canada truckers. And they held their money, too. Gibson Go is where you want to go. That's a Christian outlet that will not seize your money and shut you off. Canadians are demanding New York City, get a rope. Yeah, immediately stop sending illegal aliens to Quebec. Did you know they were doing that? Yep. Officials in Quebec, Canada are demanding that Eric Adams stop sending border crossers and illegal aliens to their province. Apparently that's been going on. Breitbart, of course, is reporting border crossers and illegal aliens who have been bused to the sanctuary city of New York have started fleeing on buses for Quebec, paid for by New Yorkers. Oh, the New Yorkers got to love that. All their tax money is paying for one-way bus tickets out of the city. And they started fleeing on buses for Quebec. See, maybe they got here and realized this is a hellhole. What did we do? We made a big mistake coming to America. This is worse than the country we just left. Gee, I wonder how many people are going to come across their borders and figure that out. They're going to see the prices of eggs, which have skyrocketed 70%. Yeah, good luck with that. All that free money they're going to get is going to run out. Ha! And they're going to get desperate, and they're going to do something crazy. And that's why we, the people, have been stockpiling guns, ammo, and food. See, and our government knows this. They know. They got FinCEN out there, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, that has the capability of tapping into your bank account and seeing every single penny you spent if it was done within the system. Now, cash and barter, they can't track, and they're pissed about it. Oh, they can't regulate that, which is why every single country where there has been an increase in taxes, the underground economy has exploded. You see, there's always the rebel's way of winning. Ireland, by the way, is scrapping golden visas to keep the Chinese out. Yep, they shut down their immigrant investor program, darn, which offers visas to non-EU nationals in return for investment in the Republic, according to the Irish Department of Justice. These golden visas will no longer be accepted by Dublin starting on Wednesday. Darn. See, the thing is that Ireland has a housing shortage. About 180,000 plus units, and that number's growing because they're letting all these immigrants in. And see, for $50,000 plus attorney's fees, you could start a business in the Republic of Ireland and they would actually give you a 5-year visa. I've already studied this. Trust me. I've already talked to attorneys over there in Dublin about it, about the idea of migrating and setting up a business there. You and your whole family get to go over. But it's basically $50,000 investment, and you got to show them your business plan and how it all works. Now, as of Wednesday, yep, they're shutting that down. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, resigns. She became the leader of the ruling Scottish National Party in the wake of its 2014 independence referendum, but now she's out. Zelensky has signed an agreement with JP Morgan on Ukraine's reconstruction. Oh, time to close your Chase account. Yeah, the bankers went over there, JP Morgan Chase, you know, remember about funding both sides of the war? Yeah, Chase went over there and signed a memorandum of understanding in the legal profession. It's called an MOU. With Zelensky, the wannabe porn star, they plan to help raise private capital for a new fund for Ukraine's reconstruction after Russia blows the living hell out of it. 20 to 30 billion in private capital to go towards investment in Ukraine. God, they're going to be married to Wall Street. Don't you just love it? You go ahead. You keep banking with Chase. You go ahead. You see where your money's going? You know, all that interest and all those late fees and everything they take and all that interest that they're making off the credit cards. Now, time to dump your Chase credit card and close out your bank accounts, folks. Now they're saying I'm talking about a bank run. No, I'm talking about sending a message to the big banks that we're not putting up with this anymore. Because this is what they're doing. And see, it's only going to be people that are waking up or that are awake already that are actually going to listen to this and maybe do something about it. But I like banking with Chase. Yeah, whatever. No respect. No, not after you understand how history has played itself out and how J.P. Morgan and his little cronies and what they've done to America, how they finance both sides of wars. They're making all the money. And we, the people, are getting screwed. So, you know, I'm looking at the major banks here. We're talking about Wells Fargo, Citibank, all of these, U.S. Bank. No, they played in the securities market and they screwed people. J.P. Morgan Chase literally shreds notes. They admitted it. All your mortgage loans, shredded. Florida Bankers Association did the same thing. They sent a letter way back in 2009 to Judge Jennifer Bailey, who was in charge of the foreclosure task force, and said, we have no need for mortgage notes anymore. We just get rid of them. They admitted shredding all the notes once the loans are granted. Once you've signed that note, that promissory note, they scan a copy of it and shred it. So the original note does not exist. What part of that equation don't you get? The U.S. military, meanwhile, has recovered priority sensors and electronics from that downed Chinese spy balloon used to gather intelligence. We knew this. But see, Sleepy Joe, sleep at the wheel, he doesn't care. China owns him. He is a sellout. That, to me, if you can't see treason all over that, I don't know what is. I ask the question, is it treason? All of a sudden, UFO mania is sweeping America as well after the shoot down of some unknown object in Alaska. NORAD says it doesn't rule out aliens. It's UFO task force. Let's investigate if it was aliens. Oh, see, they got everybody all freaked out. And see, this is mainstream media. Of course, they bring in John Podesta and the Trilateral Commission to link UFO alien mania and get everybody all worked up over what? Now, all of a sudden, you notice that NORAD is out there active intercepting all these aircraft and whatnot. It's like, oh, you see, either something is about to happen in America that we, the people, don't know about because we're getting the information a day late and a dollar short, or something really maybe going to happen to America. We don't know yet. Oh, by the way, you remember the Michigan State University attacker? Prosecutors dismissed felony gun charges against the guy. They charged him with a misdemeanor instead. He got an 18-month probation. And of course, after probation, that felony charge was the result of Anthony McRae carrying a concealed firearm on his person without having a concealed carry permit. Well, he got the gun and just decided to go on a random shooting. There was no connection between him and the three people he killed at Michigan State University last week, then turned a gun on himself. Yeah, did us all a favor. We'll be back with more news and hopefully your phone calls. 844-769-2944 is the number. Get in the queue. We'll talk after the break. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. ShopThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And once again, welcome back. It's 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, the day after Valentine's Day. That would be February 15th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Border Patrol agents, by the way, have been assigned to five Texas-based border sectors. And so far, since October of last year, they have apprehended nearly 485,000 migrants who crossed the border from Mexico into this border region. 64% of all migrant crossings along the southwest border with Mexico. And of course, we have some political news out there too. Dianne Feinstein, the oldest Democrat in the Senate, is now she's not going to run for re-election, but she's going to do everything she can to help the people of her district. Really? Like taking our guns away? That doesn't just help the people in your district. I look at San Francisco, where Dianne Feinstein is from. Do you know she packs heat? Yeah, she carries a gun. Wonder why. So, you know, if she wants to take everybody's guns away, you know, only for me, not for thee. Yeah, thanks to the people of California for allowing me to serve them. You're doing more than just serving them, Dianne. You're doing it for yourself, too. You're one of those self-serving Democrats that just want to take away all our rights and freedoms and turn us into a communist nation. Because remember what happened to Nazi Germany when they took away the guns. Then the killing started. Freedom of speech got banned. And when that happens, yep, that's when the killing starts. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley tossed her hat in the ring for the Republican presidential nomination in 2024, becoming the first major challenger to former President Trump. Yeah, I know there's talk on there about Nikki Haley being his VP. I don't see it happening. Both of them had pretty strong egos. Don't see it happening. There's a lot of people out there not very happy with President Trump because he keeps saying, gotta take the jab. He's still endorsing his Operation Warp Speed. He doesn't want to walk it back and go, you know what? I was lied to. I made a mistake. I should not have done this. I should have made him wait and test this stuff? I should have looked at the results. No, I wanted to pat myself on the back. Wow. Dave in New York, what say you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Gee, you know, I owe Dr. Kariamadi an apology because when I was describing all those things that, you know, I saw on that, you know, Billy Crone DVD, and, you know, and the lady who was on there, that was actually Dr. Kariamadi being interviewed by Stu Peters TV or whatever.
Yeah. So,
I thought I was getting her information.
She's a wonderful lady, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and here I am thinking, if you really want to find out about this, you got to look at this. Well, pardon me, I apologize, Dr. Kerry.
No, that's okay, Dave. We're good. We're good. I'm just saying that I'm glad that people are listening and waking up to what's going on here because, I mean, I literally, you talk to people and you tell them, and they're like, wait a minute, she gave up her medical license and told Georgia to stuff it? Oh, yeah. She was running a very successful concierge business in McDonough, Georgia. And all of a sudden, you know, this thing happened. She started looking into the electron microscope going, this is not right. And that's when it started. And see, they started coming after her. And, you know, I just after the conversation we had on the radio yesterday about her plane, all of a sudden losing power, it's like another wellstone, man. And then, of course, the airport was supposed to call 911, didn't bother. They detoured them to another airport knowing they were going to crash the plane. Man, you talk about some nefarious junk going on here.
You know, I mentioned how, you had us pray for her. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for that. You just added credibility to everything that we're doing here, Dave.
You know, like three nights ago, there was one of those strange storms that comes along now, and it has like the little BBs of snow coming down. They call it Spraddle or something now. It didn't used to happen all the time, but now it does because of whatever they're putting up there. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, again, I talked about, you know, some of these baseball bats, and they are literally baseball bats. You know, you could hit a home run with them falling out of the tree, you know, and I talked about where I parked my wife's car and all this stuff. And it was just so horrendous. Stuff from my front lawn blew past the house onto my back lawn. That's how strong the wind was coming sideways.
Wow.
And, you know, and I just raised my hand up in the air, one hand up in the air, and I said, Lord, you calmed the raging seas. And that's all I said. I was thinking, you know, please help me. Of course, he would know that, you know. 15 seconds later, Dave, it was like a light switch flew, you know, was shut off. It just stopped.
Wow.
And later on, when it came back a little bit, it was just mild and, you know, there was wind and stuff, but it was nothing like that. That really, you know, there is a power there. And I'm just, you know, it makes you feel so, you know, that he is still in charge. I mean, but, you know, to listen to a humble servant like myself, it's like, man, you know, do
but
I really
But you see the power
it,
of believing? Know? Yeah, you see the power of believing, sir?
You know, do you have better batteries? Back, and they probably still have 12-volt TVs and motorhomes and stuff because a lot of the times, you know, they're running off their own, you know, 12-volt battery system. But I remember somebody that hooked up not an alternator because you'd never be able to pedal your exercise bike, but he had pulleys on it and hooked up to, you know, an old car generator, you know, and pedal it. And when you pedal it, you know, the TV is on. So he used to make his kids, if they wanted to watch TV, get on the bike. Well, you know, so you can generate power like that. So you can charge batteries like that also is what I'm getting at.
And the kids get exercise.
And you don't need any sunlight or anything. You pedal it and you're charging it all the time. And that's pretty cool.
It is.
Another thing, when we, our lymph nodes, and when you put bad deodorant on and you coat the inside of your arms, your lymph nodes can't drain. But there was a study done. And, you know, if you're just walking around and not getting any exercise, you know, you're potassium sodium pump isn't able to work, you know, and get the trash out of your body. So, you know, you think people get cancer and stuff from that. When it's shown that when you take that first deep breath, like a little gusher goes off and your lymph nodes open up and it's able to drain the stuff to where it's supposed to be going, whether it be perspiration or whatever come out from under your arms or any other place. So, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of reasons that the way our bodies were designed, you know, for this to work. But it not, you know, you got to give it a try. And the other day when, you know, after the Super Bowl or whatever, I didn't bother calling it in because you said everything perfectly, everything that you observed, you know what I mean? That I couldn't have said it any better. So I was listening to the rest of the show, taking notes for all the other people that were, you know, bringing up stuff I never heard of before, you know?
So it's amazing. I'm glad we're able to provide solutions and commentary that makes sense, because there's a lot of mainstream media out there that really doesn't care. Not only do they not care what you think, but they want to promote and do what they did during the pandemic when everybody got locked down. And see, the thing is, DeSantis did it in Florida, too. You know, I mean, everybody thinks he's a great guy, but see, he locked down Florida for a time and everybody was out literally. I mean, I bought into it for a while, and then I started thinking, wait a minute, I got to wash my groceries? Really? What is going on here? I don't see the results. It's craziness, man. Use that, the psyops, to program us and keep us all in fear. And the only thing we have left in freedom of speech and being able to assimilate is the show. So, you know, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, with all of the distractions that are coming up, so that you're not, one of the things that they want you to not even be paying attention to, and it could happen over President's Day weekend, if you know, the long weekend that's coming up, is the report on Epstein Island and all the officials that were going there. They're going to try to bury that. And what they do at the beginning of the weekend, you know, because it won't be headlines anymore.
I know it.
I saw one show where a politician was being interviewed by somebody, and the politician asked the person interviewing him, you know, because it was a lefty, you know, something. And right there in the middle, breaking news, Justin Bieber's been arrested for whatever he got arrested for. So they cut away from the really important thing, put Justin Bieber on, you know, his story, breaking news, who cares? And they never came back to the initial thing. That's how we, you know, they can throw a ball in there and just knock you right out of the box because they won't answer your questions because it's too
amazing.
True.
Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Well, thank you, Dave.
I appreciate it. Have yourself a great day, and God bless you. Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks from New York. We move now to Oklahoma. Charles, thanks for holding. What's going on, sir?
Yes, I was the one that called in the other day about the wood gasifiers.
Yes, and, how are you?
I'm doing good. I've done a little bit more research. There is a book, matter of fact, on Amazon, very cheap, about $25 for the book. And it's wood gasifiers for off-grid, you know, how to build them and all of that. And there's also a guy in Alabama. He was on the Power Hour show back when George Riley was alive. And he has got a book. He's been running his pickup, his tractors, generators, everything on this for years.
Wow.
And it's amazing to me how many people hasn't heard about this yet. And back in World War II, you can pull this up and check it out, too. The cars in Europe, they was low on gas and everything, so the cars in Europe came out from the factory with wood gasifiers on them. And they kind of quietened all of this news down, I guess, so they could sell some of this high-dollar gas.
But, well, I'll tell you what, Charles, I'm going to do some investigating, Charles, and we're going to put an article on that and get people turned onto it. We appreciate you reminding me of that. I just made notes. You probably saw, if you were watching me on video, which we are video streaming on thepowerhour.com, you probably noticed me making notes here on my pad, and we'll look into that because I want to, you know, do some further research on that. Maybe we can bring some people on to further talk about your idea there. I think it's great.
Anyway, you have a good one, man.
You too. Thank you so much. God bless you for your call. And folks, phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you're listening to us on KDWRadio.com, you're welcome to call in because we're live right now. It's 8 to 10 your time. And so Lex Green, we've had him on the show before. He has an article out that we put in your email blast that you can only get when you subscribe to the Power Hour. And it's free. We send it to you. The article is called The Power's Not Delegated. It's on newswithviews.com. And, of course, it's quite clear to the vast majority of Americans that we currently exist under a totally insane runaway federal regime that has been turned against the American people, freedom, and liberty. Clearly, the O'Biden regime is fast destroying everything in sight. Equally clear is the reality that Dementia Joe and Crazy Kamala are not at all capable of even running a summer lemonade stand. So what we're dealing with comes from way above their heads. They're expendables. They'll be cut loose by their masters the minute they shift from the asset side of the ledger to the liability side, a moment soon to arrive. This is what Lex Green is saying. It reaches far beyond the D.C. beltway, involving numerous state and local officials, primarily Democrats, but including many Republican and so-called independent politicians as well. Meanwhile, average Americans are increasingly dumbfounded and demoralized by the utter insanity forced upon them 24/7. From the fake news to censored social media, fake scientists versus real science, threats of World War III from all corners of the earth, and even UFO invasions and multiple train derailments. Now, we'll get to that in a minute. Fire hose flood of hot propaganda has the average citizen's head spinning as millions are caught up in the never-ending parade of disgusting dictator policies from O'Biden and friends, all to support and advance the total collapse of American society. All sense of decency, honor, and moral fiber that stands in the way of a totally evil global agenda. This is why we pray for America, because we are all that is left of what could be considered a peaceful world. If we go down, this world is going with us. And everybody can sit there and say, oh, no, it won't. No, it won't. Life will go on. You really think so? Yeah. The state of New California is sending delegates to Washington, D.C. Yeah, the state of New California is gearing up for statehood. Yeah, that's right. They sent two delegates to D.C. to represent the 51st state. The idea seemed strange until it was mentioned that it is following precedent. The state of West Virginia was formed during the Civil War when citizens of the new state didn't agree with the unconstitutional actions of the state of Virginia, which then seceded and formed a new country. This is why we have Texit. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go.
Hey, a question for you. Have you ever heard of Ada Clarity, ionic sulfate minerals?
It seems to ring a bell, but go ahead.
It strips your water of all the crap that will clog up your hot water heater, the calcium and all that junk you don't need. And it's amazing what it does. A teaspoon per gallon of water. I was wondering if you guys should carry this stuff. It's made
all right,
in Michigan.
Give me the name of it again.
ADYA, ADA, Clarity. Sulfuric minerals, ionic sulfate minerals.
All right, I'm
it
making a note of it.
Strips your water. It removes heavy metals from water, and when you drink the water, it strips the metals out of your body too.
Okay. That's good to know because of the heavy metal detox. Yep.
It is part of it. And it surprised me it was made in Coldwater, Michigan. So
wonderful.
And the question I have for you, Dave, is 63-year-old man ready to retire. Would you retire? And I'll take your answer off air. I mean, with the reason, I got a reasonable everything, but is this the time to retire or do you hang on and work till you die?
You know, thank you, Tim, for that. And of course, here's the thing. And David, North Carolina, hang on a second. I'll be right with you as soon as I answer this question. Here's the thing. The word retire is used in the Bible two times. And both times, it was to go in your tent and sleep, to get up the next day and work. Which is one of the reasons why, if you read the Old Testament, Moses, when he was taken up at Mount Nebo, had the strength of an ox and the eye of an eagle. And, of course, he worked and worked. Everybody worked. If you could lift a finger, everybody helped. That's the way the family unit was. And you see, retirement is something that they put in our heads and brainwashed us with the New Deal. It's a raw deal. Yeah, voluntary social insecurity, all that other garbage. And we're supposed to just buy into that and think that retirement is going to be wonderful. But, you know, here's the thing. Right now we're going through a ship show in Washington, and they tell you to wait until you're 70 to draw Social Security. And to me, I'm thinking, you know what? What if it's not there? I've had Congressman Greg Stubbe tell me to my face in person that good luck with that. They're going to run out of money. They have been robbing Peter to pay Paul from day one because of the fact that everybody volunteered and offered to give their money thinking they're going to get something back at retirement. What a scam. And now they've still got all these elderly people dependent on something that literally could just collapse. And I mean, if they didn't like what you said or what you posted on social media, if this credit scoring system comes into play, the social credit scoring system like they have in China, then just shut up your bank account, clean it out, take it. You won't have a dime. They'll starve you. Oh, we didn't like what you put on social media, so you don't get to buy groceries this week. You see, that's one of the reasons why I'm not going to retire. I'm going to drop dead right here on the microphone. It's just one of those things. I'm sorry, Tim. Retirement is not in my vocabulary. I know there's a lot of people out there that probably think like I do. And if you do, I want you to call the show and tell me what your reasoning is and whether you agree with me, disagree with me, whatever the case may be. Charles in Ohio, how are you?
Good morning. Well, I hope you're well, too, Jay.
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir, for asking.
Of course, it always sets me off when I hear. It's interesting. I find people talking about the wood gasifiers. That's a legitimate technology. That's what I'm talking about, though, because the manufactured gas plants operate on generally three things, three different feedstocks, either wood, coal, or oil, or a combination. And there were from 1815 to 1960, 50,000 manufactured gas plants operated in the United States. And it's hard to say how many at any given time, but around 700 plants in 1890 and around 900 in 1900. And there was a famous court case. I could give you the number. I'll send you the numbers. I got the stuff. It's about ready. I was going to send you, but the numbers of a court case in Cleveland, Ohio, because people didn't want them around. See, it is the feedstock you use to start with. See, you can manufacture gas to run in your engine by burning coal, but see, it's like all technologies. It grows and gets better, or they hide it. But
Yeah, Charles, I get that. You know, here's the thing, because we're running out of time here on the show for this hour. I understand about technology and the fact that if anything will benefit we the people, the guys that want to make money from alternative fuels and from the mainstream and stay with whatever is working for them, they're going to do everything they can to bury it. You know it. I know it. It's happened before. We've had inventors admit it, that their stuff was purchased by somebody, some big company, and they buried it. You know, we get that. And I appreciate your call. I'm going to get into this wood gasifier thing. I appreciate it. Every time Charles in Ohio calls up, he's always got something as far as solutions go and ideas about the way to save money and about the way to live off grid and about the way to produce your own energy, which is a good thing. We got people out there thinking, and we appreciate you. God bless what you're doing. I was talking beforehand about the state of New California sending delegates to D.C. following the 10th Constitutional Convention, January 13th and 14th of this year, and the adoption of the state's Constitution delegate representatives. They were selected to go to Congress and make the case for statehood. There were seven delegates selected as five delegate representatives for the House of Representatives and two delegate senators. All were presented to the New California State Legislature and were overwhelmingly elected by both the New California State Assembly and the Senate. Wow. Did you know? Oh, they're trying to stack the deck in Congress. Yeah, let's tip the scales in favor of Democrat. Yeah, let's have more of that socialism. What happened to our constitutional republic, folks? Last time I checked, that's what we were founded on. And do you know, while teachers in Illinois are pushing critical race theory and the sexualization of kids in schools, In 53 Illinois schools, not a single student can do math at grade level. 30 schools in Illinois, not a single student can read at grade level, 22 of which are in Laurie Lightweight's territory, city of Chicago. Wow. We've got some great articles in our health category, too, about what does your gut have to do with your heart health? High sugar intake linked to elevated risk of heart disease and stroke. Kinds of carbs more important than quantity for cardiovascular health, because after all, February is Heart Health Month. We will be back at the other side of our hourly break here with Michael Donio, talking to him about he and refusing to jab and losing his job. Jab or job. Be back with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.